The Good Morning Show. It's Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. Mm-hmm. And joining us from NWAR, the Northwest Montana Association of Realtors, we have Erica Whittle. Good morning, Erica.
Oh, good morning. Glad to be here with you, yes. John and Robin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, I'm just kind of getting the impression that maybe the craziness of the housing market may be not quite so crazy right now.
It's definitely not so crazy. So we're seeing more of a return to what we're used to here in the Flathead markets. A little calmer through the winter. We did have a busy summer, and that was great. Houses are staying on the market a little bit longer. We're not getting those multiple offers and, one after another, and mm-hmm. Houses selling within the same afternoon as the sign goes up in their front yard. So people are being a little bit more cautious, a little bit more educated. We still have a very low inventory, very low supply of houses, and that is what's keeping the home prices up. So even though we have a shift in our market, we're not seeing a big sale yet in house prices. So I looked yesterday on our NMAR website, which is nmar.com, and if anybody is interested in doing that and just poking around a little bit, we have a lot of market information on that site. And I can see that the median home price for a single-family home in Flathead County is about $625,000. So just over $500,000 for just a regular two-bed, two-bath. So that's still substantial. We are seeing... let's see, in 293 plus million dollar homes sold in 2022. So definitely a big market for those $1 million homes. And we sold 319 homes that were kind of in the more reasonable market between $400,000 and $600,000. So we're selling less, but the home prices are staying high.
What about apartments?
We're seeing a lot of those come online. And, mm-hmm. I was listening to a program the other day, and what that is doing is getting to be a culture of rentals and not home ownership. So we're maybe seeing a shift in that market where people don't put such a high goal of owning a home, but maybe just we're going to make do and rent. Mm-hmm. And so those are still expensive, $1,000, $1,200 a month for a one bedroom, all the way on up to, whatever they can get. But maybe with so many of them coming online, we'll see a little bit of reduction in those rental prices.
Because rental prices are really high, but how much does it cost to get into a starter home with monthly payments in comparison for a young person?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the interest rates then start to come into play then on that. And with every interest rate hike, it almost adds $1,000 to that rental or to that mortgage payment.
Wow.
And so that is a high hurdle to do.
You need roommates to buy.
Yes, you do.
Starting out.
Yes, you do. And so what we're seeing now is people are, about 30% of the market is doing conventional loans through a bank. They go and get a mortgage. But we're seeing an uptick again in cash purchases because people don't want to pay that 7%. So almost 30% of our market is still cash buyers out there. And that helps defray it. Again, I was listening to a national report, people saying that they're going to bite the bullet. They're going to buy that house that they really want at 7% in hopes that maybe in a couple years' time, those interest rates will go back down and then they can refinance. So I think that's part of the market as well.
Well, that also changes the qualification picture, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. With every interest point ticking up, your ability to buy the home of your dreams goes down into a different price market. So where you may have previously qualified for that $600,000 home, now you may only qualify for a $300,000 home.
Well, this is another part of the equation that's a little bit different this time, because normally when you see interest rates go up, you see the home prices go down
mm-hmm.
For the very reason you just mentioned. That's not happening right now.
No, and that's just because we have still such a low inventory of homes on the market. And that's a nationwide trend. That's just not here in the Flathead, but we seem to feel the pinch of it the most.
Now, I've noticed driving around, every time I'm in the car, I see construction someplace or another. So when is it going to catch up, I wonder?
Well, there was such a big deficit. You know, when we were in 2008, 2009, we had a oversupply, tremendous mm-hmm. amount. And those got depleted fairly quickly, and where we got into a deep hole, and now we are still just trying to dig our way out. Yeah. So,
and we've had a lot of people moving in.
Yes, we have. Yeah. Yep.
So, Erica, how long is this sustainable?
Well, my crystal ball has been on the fritz lately, so I can't tell you that. You know, we are definitely glad to be out of the frenzy of the market that we saw in 2020, and things have slowed considerably. When we sold 3,000 homes in 2020, this year we haven't even sold 1,000 here yet in Kalispell. So, the number of homes selling has not impacted, ironically, the number of realtors that we have in our association.
How many?
We've got 1,300 realtors, and that is all the way from Libby and Eureka all the way down to Ronan area. We were kind of holding our breath there. Everybody has to re-up their dues in January, and we just didn't know what we were going to look at. But, boy, we lost a few, and then many, many more have decided that real estate is a viable career, and they would like to give it a shot. And so our numbers, just kind of matched right back up again fairly quickly. So we're pleased with that.
We've talked a lot about Flathead County, and I think most of us are pretty familiar with that. But how about our neighboring counties? What's the situation there? I'm particularly thinking of Lincoln County up to our north.
Mm-hmm. So they don't sell as many homes. You know, obviously the bulk of real estate activity happens here in the Flathead. So their numbers overall are lower. And you can almost take all of those numbers and tick them down in a ratio that is very similar. So their home prices are not as high. People often look to Eureka and Libby as a more reasonable option if they want to be in Northwest Montana to live. We don't have as many realtors up there, and so the ones that are there are doing well.
Let's move on to the Realtor Safety Month.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Being a realtor is actually, a job that has some considerable risk. And think of, you get a phone call from somebody and they say, hey, I want to look at a property. And it could be in a fairly remote location. And realtors have such kind and generous hearts. They really want to bend over backwards and help these clients out the best they can. And a lot of times they'll drop everything and they'll go out to these spots and often by themselves. And it's a risky business. And realtors nationwide have, died or had terrible consequences of that. So we have Realtor Safety Month. We've had several classes at our office building. And just teaching realtors how to be aware, how to make good decisions. Last week we had some self-defense people and our classroom was very noisy. And
yeah, I wondered about that because they've done that training at the hospitals too.
Yeah, I can see that. So it's always good just to, for realtors to, we give them an app called Forewarn where they can look anybody up and they get all the public information that's available on that person. So, if they have to go to a $1 million home that's, out some way and they find out this guy or person might have a criminal record or maybe has always been a renter, never owned a home, and it seems very unlikely that they would buy a multi-million-dollar home, they can tell people where they're going, take a friend, open houses, don't be there by yourself, just all kinds of different tips to be more conscious on how to be safe. And next month is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So, people in the real estate business are always targeted for scams, and we've had a lot. They seem to be slowing down a little, but
what kind of a scam? Give us an example of a scam that's aimed at a realtor.
Oh, my goodness. We had a lot this summer where people would call up and they'd say, hey, I've got this house for sale. Or most often it was a vacant property. And I don't want to put a sign out. I got to do this really quick. I want to take cash. I'm going to lowball it. And come to find out that person that called doesn't really own the property.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, yeah, terrible for the people that really do own the property, terrible for the realtor who gets kind of caught up in all of this. And so
how do they clear title in that situation?
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Because people will do cash and they don't.
Title insurance?
They do title insurance, but they never, the real owner is never aware of the situation.
Oh, okay.
And these guys can spoof phone numbers, and they can do all kinds of deceptive practices. And so it's, it was really...
I wish they'd become productive members of society and put that ingenuity to work.
Put it to good use. Yeah, for sure.
Gosh. Yeah, I guess I've heard these stories before, but I can't imagine how it would get to closing. But as you say, when it's a cash transaction, nobody asks too many questions.
Yep, that's for sure. And, you know, everybody's eager to help out the other guys. So it's a service industry for sure.
Oh, boy. we got a lot of great information.
Yeah, thanks, Erica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has really been an educational experience. Erica Wortel, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
And thanks
Have
for
a great
all
Friday.
That, sure. Yeah, and thanks for all that NMAR does, Northwest Montana Association
and
of
next
Realtors.
Month is Cybersecurity Month. There
yes.
you go.
Next month is Monday.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
KGEC 2020 News reminding you that your fireplace probably is going to need a little look-see if you haven't had it fired up, and probably you haven't all summer long. Why don't you call the guys at the Fireplace Center and have Renzi and his crew come out and make sure everything is copacetic, okay? You don't need a fire, and you don't need all the problems that can come from that. So why don't you just make them a call right now and have them come out? 406-257-4336, that's the Fireplace Center of Kalispell.